Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Everybody, and welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind, 6 past the hour. I'm Scott Hennon, and we are opening up the phones right now. We'll do a little radio graffiti today, because we have a fairly busy show outside of this hour, but if we do radio graffiti, it kind of primes the pump. We just give you a minute. The minute's yours to say whatever you'd like to say. You call us at 258-0550. You can text us as well at 701-367-2054. That's my number. Don't call it. Text it. Because I can't answer. I'm doing a radio show here. Todd, the radio god, has his phone ready to go. 701-226-8503. Kevin's head's getting ready to explode because he doesn't like all these numbers. But I gave it to you. And now you've got him. And if it's not your speed dial by now, I don't know what to call you. Fairweather friend or fan or something like that. Good morning, Todd Mitchell.
Good morning, Scott Hanna. Good morning, Kevin Flynn.
Good morning, Todd.
We've got Kevin in the middle today. He's in the middle on the...
I was going to say, we're going to shuffle the video. By the way, in case you don't know, it's a TV show now, not just a radio show, apparently.
That's right.
We're going to scramble like at random, just put the heads in different places each day? Or
during the bumpers, we will, because we'll do like a little dance, a little disco dance. Yeah.
Follow exactly the bouncing right. Head.
Yeah. Right.
Every time we play bumper music, we'll have a little Scott Hennon head that'll bounce on every word.
There you go. Exactly right. Todd gets the prize because he has both a Vikings flag and a U.S. flag behind him. So, Kev, we got to put some bling behind you there, brother.
I have a door behind me.
You got to dress up the... The wall.
Well, he's got all that white space. I mean, you could just put whatever fake background you want there. He could be doing the show from the Eiffel Tower or something.
There you go. Two ways to watch us, by the way. FrankSpeech.com. Just search Scott Hennon. You'll find all our Teddy Talk videos there as well at FrankSpeech.com. And you'll have a tutorial on the lack of election integrity in the United States of America from all of the documentaries Mike Lindell's put up there. It's amazing how many people have seen those now. They're like 200 million views. Of those videos worldwide, 200 million. There's 300 million people in the entire United States, right?
I got like half a dozen messages. Who was that doctor? Who was the physicist?
Dr. Doug Frank.
Doug Frank. I said, yeah, you've got to hear that conversation.
And if folks were watching the lead up to President Trump in Ohio this weekend, they saw him. How could you miss him in the cowboy hat and the bow tie, right? Yeah. But what he said was more important. I got a lot of the same folks like, what was the deal with that guy? And again, Dr. Doug Frank is not new. If you've been going to Frank's speech, you know that he's played an important role in all of the things that Mike Lindell is rolling out, which is why Mike is very confident that it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when this crescendo happens, right? And ultimately, this evidence, PCAPs in a digital cyberspace sense, Dr. Frank in a mathematical sense, proving out that the registration numbers were inflated, okay? All of this coming together, state by state, you have reviews going on, and they fight it tooth and nail. You got to ask yourself this question. If, say you're a Joe Biden supporter, and you believe that it's just poppycock, that, yeah, Trump could get 20, 30,000 people at a rally, and Joe Biden could get 30, as long as they were in circles of two each. Remember the circles, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Talk about perpetuating fear, right? So that's just anecdotal. That means nothing, right? And that Trump was so awful that he would have won it if he'd just been somewhat disciplined. They love that narrative. So if that is what they believe in the fiber, every fiber of their being, right, that's in their DNA that they believe all this talk of election interference, of cyber attacks, of mathematical analysis, is crazy. It's crazy, they believe. Why wouldn't they be okay with a review state by state, like they're doing in Arizona right now, where literally they're looking at every piece of paper, every ballot. They're authenticating the paper to say, is this the actual ballot that officials sent out? Got to be kidding me. Or gave you when you went to the polling place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they go down to the oval level, and they can tell if a human being filled out the oval or if a machine did. Because none of us, Kevin, Todd, and I, and super producer Chris, we could have 100 ballots each, and every ballot, the oval will be filled out a little different.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be a little something this way, a little squiggly that way, a little whatever.
Hanging Chad thing.
Yeah, right. Yep. And the way you do it now is you examine it under a microscope, and they're finding a lot of ballots. I don't know the number, but enough to know there were some shenanigans that were identical, literally identical. Well, that, again, ask a physicist. Not possible. Not possible. And if you think this is sort of crazy talk, remember a guy by the name of George W. Bush?
Oh, yeah.
And George W. Bush was in the National Guard. Remember that?
Yep.
And a guy by the name of Dan Rather came out and said, you know, he really wasn't a legitimate member of the National Guard. He got all this special treatment and everything else. And here's the papers to prove it. Here's his general saying what a terrible guy he was. Remember that?
Yep.
They forged documents. They made it up. That was back in the Bush administration. They tried to use that to take George W. Bush down. And it obviously went on steroids during the Trump era. So you can meander through life and think this stuff doesn't happen and it's conspiracy theories, or you can get the facts and do some critical thinking. We're asking you to get the facts and do some critical thinking, and Mike is spoon-feeding this out right now to the states, to election officials, ultimately to attorney generals, and eventually to the Supreme Court. And that collusion, a criminal enterprise, mafia-like cooperation between bad actors overseas and U.S. intelligence looking the other way will be known. It will be known. It's just a matter of when. So Dr. Doug Frank, the latest example of that, he, again, is not new on the scene, new on this program. I decided to have him on because he spoke at the Trump rally, and President Trump was talking about him and thought it would be good timing for more of you to meet him. There's more people like that out there. And we're not afraid of it. We're not afraid of it because we expect our audience to do the critical thinking skills and say, okay, here's what he's presenting. Do I believe it? Do I not believe it? By the way, brought to you today by MyPillow. Speaking of the live stream, guys, you see they even have pens. Mike even has really nice pens. See, that says MyPillow right there on my pen.
Should say my pen.
If you go to frankspeech.com, you can see it right there, right there. Or you can also watch it on our What's On Your Mind Facebook page. So go on there.
My pen.
You can comment there. Thank you very much. Goes with all of his nice products, including right now the sheets. You know, the sheets are really, really something.
Mm-hmm.
They are Giza cotton from the Mediterranean. So you're going to notice that the minute you slip into bed, you're going to go, something different about the sheet. And that's the Giza cotton. So a typical Mike, he reverse engineers everything. These are not junk sheets you buy at the big box stores. Very well thought out, great product. And right now, they're lowest price ever. And you buy one, you get a two-for deal. You can't even make it up. Plus free shipping right now. So if you don't have the sheets yet, today's a great day to do it, do it, do it, do it. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call 800-506-9028. The big box stores are canceling Mike Lindell. Canceling him. I kid you not.
That is just sad.
So it's up to us to step up and say, he's fighting for us. Least I can do is buy what I normally would buy at a big box store from Jeff Bezos and Amazon from Mike Lindell. So go for it. Henry in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Henry.
Hey, Scott, thanks for taking my call. I agree with everything that Mike Lindell is doing and exactly how you portrayed it, but there is a rub. And here's my rub, and please let me explain. I call them the cowards of January 6th, and that's the Republican Party that Matt walked right back into Congress and voted to confirm the Electoral College. They even changed the vote. Some were going to support the congressmen and the senators that were going to vote against it. I don't care about your constitutionality. It was a statement saying that the election was stolen. The cowards of January 6th got President Trump impeached for the time because they didn't have the guts to stand up where all those thousands of people went to Washington to say we support the Republican Party and the people of America. And the cowards of January 6th are the ones that are running around right now bragging about how they shut down this and shut down that. They've done nothing but sell us out, and I don't know how you can hang with them, knowing what you know with Mike Lindell. You can't tell me Senator Cramer doesn't know everything you know and has done nothing, nothing to support Trump. Now go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's all right. One thing you said very early on scares me. I don't care about the constitutionality of it. When we don't care about the Constitution, we become them. So the Constitution is very clear on who handles elections. It's states. And states said, this is the election result. Literally, Vice President Pence's only job to certify the election is open an envelope. Literally, open an envelope, what does it say, and show it to Congress and say, how do you vote? All right, now, I happen to think that Ted Cruz and James Lankford, hang on a sec, I want to respond and I'll let you go as long as you want to go, Henry. I think they had the right approach by saying, let's take 10 days, we've got time before January 20th, and let's make sure there are things we didn't know about. I'm not sure you could get all this done in and even Mike says he didn't know what he knows until starting January 9th. So hang on, Henry, your response to that piece when we come back. Don't go away.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed, where lives are forever changed, and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Amazing, this passed for talent a few decades ago. Let's hit some pipes. And make a keyboard crank, I guess, right?
You bet. The lead singer Colin Hay of Men at Work is 68 today. These guys had this big one. Talk about a career off of two songs. This one and Who Can It Be Now. They're still playing that live touring on those two.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah.
Or casinos near you? Or casino near you or what? I haven't seen him for a while. Men at Work. All right. Colin Hay, 68 today. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, back with Harry and Fargo here in a moment after I tell you about our friends at DAC Diesel. CJ and the team can fix it. If it's diesel, they can fix it. Just as simple as that. I don't know how to say it any plainer. They got a great shop in Bismarck, which is growing leaps and bounds because of their expertise. They're just saving people a lot of money on maintenance, fixing up the repairs, getting them back. They do house calls. They do it all. They have this great additive that can really fix up the diesel when you see it going the wrong way. Anti-gel, 4-plus additive, the turbo cleaner, super clean, and that is in a growing amount of stores. Stores is probably the wrong word, but just wherever you buy your auto supplies across North Dakota as well. And if it's not where you buy it, let them know you want it. Hey, you got to call DAC Diesel. I need that additive. Call CJ. Get it. 258-5011, 258-5011, or call. That's the number, or check them out online, rather, at DACDiesel.com. Okay. So, Henry and Fargo, one bone of contention I had with you was I don't care about the constitutionality of it. I pushed back on that, and you said, hold on, hold on, hold on. So, your turn.
Thanks, Scott. I really appreciate it. So, here's where we're at. The Trump rally was permanent. Everyone knows it was going to happen. The Republicans on January 6th played right into Nancy Pelosi's hands by going back in there, cowering down, doing what they did. We know now that they had insurrectionists in there with headgear on, dressed like Trump supporters. That was all orchestrated for a second impeachment. Again, we played right in our hands. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. I'm talking about the Republic of the United States of America, and it was stolen. It's known to be stolen. I'm not making this up. I'm not a wacko. And when I said I don't care about the constitutionality, look at they've already spent $6 trillion. Is that constitutional? They opened up the border. 180,000 people last month alone came across the border. Is that constitutional? Look at everything they've destroyed. Look at what they removed the Mexico City abortion.
I get it. I get it. But I get it, Henry. You're right. And by the way, I'd also agree with you, Republicans. I agree with you, Republicans don't fight enough. But as soon as we say, well, they shred the Constitution, so let's shred the Constitution. I mean, we got to fight better. And again,
what would have happened?
Can you think of anybody who's fought more on this issue than Mike Lindell? Can you think of anybody who's done more to expose the corruption of the election? Okay. Well, Mike Lindell tells you he didn't have the story on January 6th. Senator Kevin Cramer sat down with him, brought Senator Ron Johnson, brought members of the House. They sat down for 3 hours on January 5th and listened to every bit of evidence Mike and a team of folks were presenting. Sidney Powell was in the room, all of them, and it was a hodgepodge of innuendo. Now, Mike agrees with that now. He saw shreds of it, but he said that presentation was terrible. They didn't get what they needed till January 9th. So to do what you're suggesting they do would have been to say, screw the Constitution. Now, we just didn't have enough button down. No. We didn't have enough button down. That's all.
No. It's incorrect. What would have happened is if Vice Pence would have said no, it would have went to the Supreme Court, would have been immediately overturned. But at least we'd have been on the record saying we all knew it was wrong. You could smell it. It reeked.
You can't do that, though. You can't. I mean,
no,
Henry,
can't do that.
You can't do that.
He didn't have the power to do that.
It smells. It reeks. So again, if you give him the power to do that, you've given a Democratic vice president the power to do that. We've got to do it the right way. We just do. And, you know, the other thing you said is that Trump... Sorry, go ahead.
Please explain to me that. Please, I'm sorry. And again, I don't have a dog in the fight other than my country that I serve.
Well, wait a minute, Henry. We're all on the same team here. We want the same thing to happen. I'm just saying you can't... I have fought. I say it. I've said it every single day.
Kevin Cramer knows all this.
Well,
Kevin
Senator
Cramer,
again,
are you
aware of anybody, are you aware of any other U.S. senator that represents you that sat down with Mike Lindell, Sidney Powell, and a team of spooks on January 5th to review all the evidence ahead of their vote? You aware of anybody?
We're not talking about January 5th. We're talking about today. The information that's out today. What is going on? Where is it going? Why can't the congressman and senator
well,
do anything about
again,
this?
Well, again, Senator Cramer was asked
fighting?
Senator Cramer was asked a version of this question last Friday. He talked about his chief of staff assembling a list of every single court challenge that has happened. Many of them rejected on procedural grounds and the actual evidence that didn't get heard. So, again, I think the deal is we can't become them. We can't just say we know we're right, so we're just going to say screw the Constitution. We got to do it within the confines of this is a state issue. If you're a federalist and you believe the states have the sole power to operate elections, just like The Constitution says you've got to let the states do this, and they are. They're doing it state by state. Now, that having been said, you are 100% right. Republicans, the body of Republicans representing us in the United States Congress are, for the most part, not all of them, there are a lot of weenies there. There's a lot of weenies there.
Scott,
now, thankfully,
Scott,
they're fighting.
We're 30 billion in debt. We're 30
billion
in debt.
I get it.
They haven't passed a budget since when Congress and Senate has failed the Constitution. They failed the people of America, and it's time to take action. And if you don't want to see a revolution, then we need to do something.
Well, where do you take action, Henry? I think you take action at the voting booth. That's all we can do. But again, you've got to fix the problem, which Scott said.
I don't know. I would say I might differ with Kevin on this. I don't know that we'll have a country in 2022 if we let what happened in 2020 stand.
I agree.
So we've got to do this, but we've got to do it in a way that honors the Constitution. If it is, hey, you disregard the Constitution, so we're going to too, that's not a Republican Party that I'm going to support. We can't become them. Okay? And I think we should fight.
Let me ask you one question.
Yes, sir.
One question. Thank you. If I would not have said that, and if I misspoke, I definitely misspoke. If I would not have said that, then what's your problem?
Well, again, if my point is Mike Pence, the vice president.
I believe in the Constitution, but what's your beef? What's your beef with what I said? What should we be doing right now?
The Constitution does not give Mike Pence the power on January 6th to disregard what the state sent. Doesn't exist. The job of every member of Congress on January 6th is to, once he opens the envelope and say, here's the results, vote on it. That's all the power they have. Now, they tried another angle, and this fake mob up on January 6th, obviously the ones that did have courage went south in a hurry. And that was all by design, in my view. I think the smoking gun of all smoking guns is going to be that quote-unquote insurrection, because that's how sophisticated the opposition is. And you only need to talk to North Dakotans who were there and saw this play out.
Agreed.
And no. Now, were there good Capitol Police in the middle of that? Of course. Were they dealt a horrible hand by Nancy Pelosi? Of course. So I don't blame individual Capitol Police members. I think they were pawns in her game. And we need to get to the bottom of it, which is why she doesn't want anybody else controlling the investigation but her. This woman is grasping for power. We agree on a lot of this. I think Republicans should do more to fight this. They should. I mean, again, big tech has shut you down if you say, "Ooh, the election was stolen." Which, by the way, we're taking a risk.
Scott,
when we did a talk radio expose on Mike Lindell's Facebook, shut us down. It still exists now at Frank Speech because they can't shut that down.
Aren't you whistling past the grave? Aren't you whistling past the grave when you think after they've impeached a great president twice, stolen election? All the FBI fraud, all the things that they've done, do you actually think Mike Lindell's going to walk up to the Supreme Court and win this?
Well, you need to understand what Mike is doing here. And he's not doing this alone. Again, did you hear Doug Frank yesterday? I think elected Republicans will follow Mike and his plan in the end. Thanks, Henry.
Generous, generous Jerry. Booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry. Blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisles. Your fireworks will be blazing and you sure will be gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, generous Jerry's today. Generous, generous Jerry's. A fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
North Dakota locations include Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Park River, Wahpeton, Dickinson, Stanley, Hazen, and Williston. In Minnesota, Bemidji, and Park Rapids. Pick up coupons at the door. Military, get an extra 10% off on Facebook and on the web at GenerousJerry's.com.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The COVID-19 vaccines made by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna set off a persistent immune reaction in the body that may protect against the coronavirus for years. Scientists at Washington University in St. Louis reported on Monday. The findings add to growing evidence that most people immunized with the mRNA vaccines may not need boosters. Facebook's market value surpassed $1 trillion for the first time Monday after a federal judge dismissed an antitrust complaint from the Federal Trade Commission. The move pushed up shares nearly 5%. The judge described the FTC's complaint as legally insufficient. Cataluna Enriquez, a biological male who identifies as a woman, has won the title of Miss Nevada USA. Enriquez won the beauty pageant on Sunday in Las Vegas, Nevada. She will be the first transgender person ever to compete in the Miss USA pageant, which will be held on November 29th. USA Radio News.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
She's got a great voice, doesn't she? This is one of her later year contributions. I don't know that it was a mega hit, but kind of Diana Ross disco. Was it?
Yeah.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big one. I got sucked into 3 hours of the Kiss documentary on A&E last night. I didn't know that Gene Simmons dated Diana Ross for a while.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no.
Either.
Wow. Yeah, before Cher, he was with her
for a
while.
Okay, right. Picture that couple.
I know, right?
All right, we're on. The live stream of the show is on right now. Look at Kevin Flynn. He's got the mastermind of our digital world behind him, Matt Lean. Matt, give a wave.
There he is,
right there. Yep.
Main man, Matt.
Exactly right. A great team here at Flight Family Media. And, of course, our wonderful affiliates, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, they have the replacement of Rush Limbaugh by Premier Radio Networks, the combo of Buck Sexton and Clay Travis, who today at in the 1 o'clock hour are going to interview President
Trump. Yep, it'll be the top of the second hour, I guess. So.
Top of the second hour, which will be at 1 o'clock your time. There you go, on 550K Fire today. We have Charlie Kirk now in that spot on the Flag Family stations on 1090 and AM 550. And just replace Sean Hannity as well. Sean Hannity, we didn't expect this from our listeners, but we did this, you know, couple-month-long conversation with listeners about potential replacements for Rush Limbaugh, and we ended up getting a ton of feedback on how Sean Hannity was just tired and the same show every day, and it was overwhelming. We weren't even asking. So we said, look, overwhelming support for Charlie Kirk, overwhelming support for Jimmy Failla and Chris Berg from Point of View. And so we said, look, we're going to listen to this and find a way. And so it starts with, of course, Jimmy Failla replacing Sean Hannity 2-5 and also Charlie Kirk starting at 11. All right, let's go back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Clint in Bismarck wants to talk about Henry's call. Okay, we have callers talking about callers now. That's great. Lay it on me, 800-228-0550. Go, Clint.
Henry was absolutely spot on with everything he said. He acknowledged he slipped on the Constitution. Kevin Cramer's problem is he's like most Republicans. He only defends that crap when he's looking for an excuse not to stand up. And he's not ever there for what really matters, and Hoven certainly isn't either. And I realize that they're not the worst guys we have, but you know what? They're not doing their job. Right down to the assassin that shot a young girl on January 6th. A lone gunman holding a pistol out of the dark shadows. And we don't know who that is. What's that all about? What are they doing about that?
Yeah, again, that's a sort of a separate rabbit hole, if you will. And I'm happy to go there. I think that the investigation needs to be done and done thoroughly. I think the idea that there were FBI agents there is not necessarily a smoking gun. If FBI agents were entrapping those that were there, that is a smoking gun. So you got to get to the bottom of all that. I think, like George Floyd, being somewhere he shouldn't have been in the hands of law enforcement because he passed counterfeit money and then later resisting arrest, and then later we find out he was hooked up on fentanyl, that, you know, the decisions you or I would make would probably not be far off of Derek Chauvin's to try and control the situation. Now, given the environment, Derek Chauvin's in jail for murder as a result of it, but George Floyd isn't a hero because of that. I don't think Ashley Babbitt is a hero because of that, because the decision to be where she was in the middle of this scrum where there was literally a door that separated members of Congress and this mob they were trying to break through.
I didn't say she was a hero.
Well, a lot of people are building her up to be a hero. I mean, he was a hero for his service to this country.
Don't put words in my mouth because that's not what I said. I said there was an assassin present. Law enforcement doesn't lurk in the shadows and point a pistol out and bang. Whoever hits, so be it. That's
like questioning Derek Chauvin and what he did to restrain this guy. It wouldn't stop. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to say if you're there and members of Congress are protected by people that have armor and there is a mob trying to get in, they're going to do what they need to do. Now, here's what I will say about that whole mess. If whoever saw the window broken in and people coming through that window and didn't have the rules of engagement to pull out a gun, what they should have done is said, I don't care about the rules of engagement. The first one through that window gets a bullet hole square to the forehead.
And you brought Chauvin into this. And what about...
Well, I'm trying to do this.
Least,
I'm trying to do this.
We know about Chauvin, but who was holding that pistol? We don't even know who it was. They never answered for what they did. That's not how law enforcement works in this country.
Well, that's Nancy Pelosi running the Capitol Police, right? So
they're letting her do it, and they're not publicly questioning it.
Well, that's not true. Ron Johnson's doing a ton on it. Ron Johnson's got subpoena power. Senator from Wisconsin, a good Republican. I know
where
more about the whole
senators?
Situation because of
where
him.
Where are senators to back him?
I was with Senator Kevin Cramer in Washington last week. He called Devin Nunes over to talk about his work on it. I think when there are as many fronts as there are to fight on right now, and you know the effort is being taken, you don't necessarily have to weigh in on every one of those. I mean, look what's happening right now to stop the Biden administration assault on so many fronts. You know, we're fighting that on every front. Federal lands off limits to oil and gas. Okay, do you sue? What do you do? Right? What's next? Trillions in infrastructure. What do you do? How do you stop it? How do you get calculated to say, whoa, how about this deal? I mean, again, we've got a battle of all battles going on, and I think people like Senator Cramer and Senator Hovind have chosen their fights to stop a lot of
that. I realize that you'll defend our Republican senators no matter what, but that does not make it right. Have a great day.
Well, that's rude, Clint. Honestly, that's rude of you to suggest because I don't agree with you that I'm defending them on every front. I'm giving you an example of how, did I not just say, Kevin Cramer's chief of staff has done investigations on every court case challenging the election results, many of which were defeated on procedural grounds, not on factual grounds, and he's assembling the list of the factual grounds, which, by the way, all this takes time. You got Mike Lindell doing what he's doing. The courts take time to sort all this out. States are doing investigations. I don't want us to become them. I'm not defending them to defend them. I'm simply factually telling you what's happening. There is an argument to say nothing else matters. You know, I've had people say, if the Democrats were in the same boat, the election had been stolen from them, they would shut everything down. They would say, nope, nope. Nope, nope, on every single priority, on every piece of legislation, not doing it until you investigate the election. Not doing it until you investigate the election. No doubt about it. Now, that is a strategy, and they could go that route. Meanwhile, old Joe, just like Obama, is going to marshal his forces and ram through a whole lot of bad stuff. And just set the election aside for a second, and just think about North Dakota alone. Just North Dakota. How are we a target right now for the Biden administration. Carbon action, climate action, carbon management, all those games. Gut punch to energy, gut punch to agriculture. I don't care. Let it happen. I'm going to go fight about the election when the election's being fought on. Don't care. All right? Federal lands off limits. Don't care. You know, let Russia get ahead of us again in energy. Let foreign imports surge and we lose our advantage here. You know, McKenzie County, good example, way down on rigs right now. We're taking a hit right now. By the way, less rigs, less money for everything in North Dakota. Industry that pays half the taxes. Education, roads, bridges, water projects, all take a back seat when that happens. Oh, I don't care. Going to fight about the election. If nobody was fighting on this front, I would agree with you. But they are. They are fighting on this front. So I'm just asking you to use some critical thinking skills here and realize that, look, we know a lot right now that we shouldn't know, both about the election and about the corruption of the FBI, the CIA, the FISA court. Since Trump came down the escalator, he has been subjected to a ridiculous, ridiculous amount of corruption. And we know about it. So we'll know about this, too. But you've got to walk and chew gum at the same time. And if we go screw the Constitution, we're going to do like they do, then guess what? Then it's anarchy. Then we've spit on the graves of the founding fathers who gave us a very clear roadmap about elections and about how to get to the bottom of this. Nancy Pelosi is corrupt. There's no doubt we got to continue the battle on that front and expose it. But we are. We are. Ron Johnson in the United States Senate. I hope he runs again because he's a warrior on this. Devin Nunes, former chair, knows a lot about where those bones are buried, fighting on this front. Jim Jordan, these are fighting. So, again, I think it's like any battle you go into, you say, okay, who's got the best strength for this? Let them go. I talked to Kelly Armstrong when I was in Washington, D.C. last week. I said, what's the deal with these people being held indefinitely? And he said, well, I wish I could say that's unusual. It happens all the time in federal court. And not even about famous incidents that that happened on January 6th. A judge can do this. Really? Really? Wow. That's wrong. That needs to be fixed. But it's not just January 6th. So one by one, they're throwing a lot at us. Worst thing we could do is fire up a circular firing squad and try and say that, you know what? Our side sucks. Throw them all out. Peter in Washington, you got a minute. Go.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. It actually has to do with what you were just talking about, federal judges holding people indefinitely. Something more locally people can focus on, I think, is this gentleman, Gabriel Hansen. He's being held in Cass County Jail right now for about 80 days. He has two kids. He needs to get out. He's being held on charges of, I guess, trying to possess a firearm that he never even touched. You know, his grandpa, from what I understand, was formerly the head of the North Dakota BCI. And I just wanted to get his info out there because not one newspaper locally, these liberal papers, haven't reported on this because, you know, it seems to be sort of a Second Amendment issue. But I wasn't aware that federal judges can hold people indefinitely because that seems to be what's happening to him, Scott.
You said he was at Cass County Jail, but there's federal charges. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so he's charged federally, but a federal judge is you know, the one that's holding him indefinitely in Cass County Jail.
I don't know, but he's been there almost 80 days. One of his kids has attempted suicide.
Oof. That's sad. Let's do a little poking around on that, Peter. Appreciate your call. More to come on What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead, your calls when we come back. Give us a ring.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Fresh baked muffins, homemade cookies, personal pepperoni pizza right out of the oven with cheesy or garlic bread. These items and so many more all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Come on in. The 4-for-4 deal, pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day long, every day. Best deal in town at a PetroServe USA. And the lowest price fuel, Marathon, Senex, PetroServe USA brand. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, what's not to love, PetroServe USA.
Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is here to tell you about a Hot Spring Spas. Great hot tub. What do they cost?
They start at around $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. We have one for anybody's budget and backyard. And
great financing too, right?
We do have great financing options. You know, it is kind of a waiting list thing, but we do have them coming in 2021. So get on the list, get yours, be part of Every Day Made Better.
Wellness is the word to remember. Make 2021 much better. Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Crude can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day. Whether you left the house or not, North Dakota Sweet Crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name, or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The hour, we said 1 minute, 1 minute only, and I think we gave Henry 4 minutes because it's a good conversation, and I'd do it again. No problem, but some listener said, you know, the show's called What's On Your Mind. Scott shouldn't argue with the caller. I'm giving another perspective. I don't see it as arguing. I hope Henry wouldn't as well. I mean, this should be pretty boring if people just call, say whatever they want, and I just go next, right?
Yeah.
I mean, want a dialogue here.
I understand Henry's frustration, though.
I do, too.
I really do.
I'm 100% with Henry's frustration. Yeah. I want more fight out of Republicans, all of that.
All of that.
But I think we also got to understand how many fronts there are to fight on.
Right, and the process in each one of those fights.
Right, because
each state, different.
We can be them, you know, and I get it. Here's if I can counsel anything. As someone that's seen this movie before, all through the years, mind you, I've been doing talk radio since 1986. That doesn't mean anything other than I'm old. But I've seen these battles before where we get in our gut that what is happening is an assault on common sense, on the Constitution, and everything. And we gotta play chess rather than checkers. You got to understand this is how the swamp moves. I think we're better now than we've been in a long time at realizing what we're up against. And I think there's enough fronts from the grassroots and from the fighters in Congress on the Republican side to at least make this a battle. But if you think, for instance, Republicans suck and they've done nothing, and so therefore your idea is to complain about it and talk about how horrible it is and do nothing about it, you know what? You're succumbing to all of the noise. All this noise, all the stuff being thrown at us, in my view, is spiritual warfare, right? And if you, about any problem, feel a knot in your gut, if you feel twisted and angry, and I can't even watch the news because they make me so mad, this is horrible, you are succumbing to that spiritual warfare. On the other hand, if any problem comes your way, from I walk into a dark alley and there's a guy with a gun, if you're response is freak out, chances are you're going to die. If your response is, okay, what's the situation? What am I? In other words, any problem that comes your way, any challenge, anything that has you twisted in knots, your response to it is going to determine whether or not that problem is solved or not. Don't succumb to the noise. Play chess, not checkers. And it'd be very easy for me to get on here and say, John Holden, Kelly Armstrong, Kevin Cramer, bunch of quitters, they're ridiculous, and ignore all the things they're doing to fight for everything we care about in our economy. I mean, Kevin Cramer's on the Armed Services Committee. John Holden controls the purse strings on all these appropriation committees. Kelly Armstrong is a former federal prosecutor. Excuse me, defender. He's an attorney. He knows the federal judiciary better than anybody. In Congress, I dare say. These people have all picked their lanes to fight on. In the case of Kelly, very wired, who was one of the prosecutors in impeachment selected by Jim Jordan and the others, Kelly Armstrong. Kevin Cramer's credibility from his time in the House got him on armed services and banking, two areas they're trying to shred. They're trying to shred. And we don't know the half of it when it comes to the threats we face. They're not public. That's why we have a Space Force. So you want him to say, screw the Space Force. Screw trying to keep community banks. Let them take over everything because they're screwing us over here. When there's people realizing they're screwing us over here and dealing with it. Just breathe, people. Just breathe. And you know what? Again, it'd be very easy for me to just say, yeah, I'm going to go with the mob. I'm going to challenge when they need the challenge. I'm going to give you a venue to vent on all this. I'm just asking for you to recognize we can't shred the Constitution and be better than them. We've got to do it within the tools we have. And I believe we are. All right. Let's see who's next here. Chad in Fargo. Let's get you in here. What's on your mind, Chad?
Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
Great, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. Are you excited to see Dave Haxtell finally get the chance, a second chance to show what he could do? And do you think T.J. Oshie will fall to Washington?
Well, there's a nice thing about the Fighting Sioux family, and that is, you know, opportunities for one generally give opportunities to the other. I'm very excited to answer your question that Dave Haxtell is a friend of mine, former roommate years ago in his pro days, just an all-around good guy and very talented coach. Obviously did great things at UND and was in a no-win situation in Philadelphia after the management change there. But went on to, you know, the Toronto Maple Leafs, did well there as an assistant coach, and now gets a shot at a franchise in Seattle. So, yeah, no, I'm super excited for him, and I think he'll do great.
I love the name, the Seattle Kraken. The Kraken.
Especially in this day
and
age.
Yeah. Kraken?
Don't mess with the Kraken.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly right. So
I'm excited for Dave, too.
I've exchanged texts with him and hoping to catch up with him at the lake before the season gets crazy, for sure.
You think T.J. Oshie will join him?
Good question.
A lot of chess moves there, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, that take a bit.
Agents and people that want you there and there, you know, the money and whatnot. But I think if the financials work, you know, there's people that love Dave Haxtell that played for him, and that UND bond is strong. So I wouldn't count it out, Chad, for sure.
Well, the way the NHL expansion works, they got a good shot at having a good team right out of the box. So
they do.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call, Chad. Texter says, what is the benefit of taking the moral high ground if no one is ever held accountable for breaking laws, the Constitution, and several other devious acts we saw against conservatives recently?
Great question.
Right. But again, are we holding them accountable? Are we going through the process to hold them accountable? I'm as frustrated as you are, but there's two ways to take care of it. Anarchy, or actually a process.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.